Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
The Fournier ejection, and I shouldn't get fined for this. 19 years, I've seen a lot of things, okay? I heard the whole conversation. One, he wasn't demonstrative. Two, he didn't swear. And then when he got the first technical, he barely said anything again, maybe under his breath. That happens every night in this league for 19 years. I've coached guys who undress these guys and don't get technicals. Those were uncalled for, unwarranted, and it changed the whole game. It took us all out of our rotations. He's the guy we play through most of the time late in the game, and it changed everything.
Okay, lots to break down. That's the comments of Magic head coach Steve Clifford last night in Memphis. The Magic did go walking in Memphis, and it was a terrific walk for about 45 minutes. And then the final 3 minutes got away from Orlando. The Grizz grind went out 105-97 in Memphis last night. Next up, the Washington Wizards in our nation's capital here tomorrow evening. We're going to break it all down for you. A slow start, Magic claw all the way back. Have a 7-point lead with 3 minutes to go and unable to close it out. We will do that with Jeff Turner, the analyst for Fox Sports Florida. And JT, before we dig up all those memories from last night, let's have a little fun first. When you get to Memphis, Tennessee, a must do there is rendezvous, right? We got to go there again. It's a tradition for all of us, and it was a full house, but we at least got to certainly enjoyed ourselves the night before, didn't we?
No question about it. You go to Memphis, you got to go to rendezvous for the dry rub ribs. Nothing else on the menu matters. Don't worry about the sides, don't worry about anything else, just the ribs.
Oh, it was good. It was good. It's a tradition. We got to walk around. And I tell you what, it's a good eating spot, certainly in Memphis, Tennessee. And your partner there, David Steele, he loves the tamales there at the Blues Cafe. I don't get the whole tamale thing. You got to open the paper and dig the stuff out of it. But your partner, he gobbles those things up pretty good.
He's big on the tamales and the chili. And the chili there at Blues Cafe. So I, you know, hey, to each his own. To each his own. I'm more of a barbecue guy when I'm in Memphis. But you know, that's David's. He's a Hall of Famer. He can do whatever he wants to.
That is the truth. That is the truth. Speaking with Jeff Turner, our analyst for Fox Sports Florida, and JT, was not a happy flight home last night. Just in a word, it was disappointing the way that went down. I thought we were headed to an unbelievable story. I thought it was a terrific performance out of that second unit. You have the ejection of Evan Fournier. The way this second, you're already without Isaiah Briscoe, Aaron Gordon was battling sore ribs, and the way everybody stepped up, I thought it was going to be enough to pull out a basketball game. But in the final 6:18 of that game, the Magic score one field goal. It was a DJ 3, and they're outscored 17-2 in the final 3 minutes. In the final 6 minutes, they get 8 free throws, 0 of 8 from the floor, and 5 turnovers. It was not pretty, unfortunately, last night, the way the Magic closed it out.
Yeah, Dante, you know, we can talk about the ejection of Evan Fournier early in the third quarter. We can talk about maybe some missed calls down the stretch. But the numbers you pointed to, we couldn't make a shot, we turned the ball over. Those are things down the stretch where the game was there. We had a 7-point lead at one point in the fourth quarter, but we just couldn't make the plays down the stretch. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, there were guys on the floor that aren't, you know, normally in to close games and some things like that. But at the same time, that was a game that was there for us, a winnable game, and we let it get away. Kudos to Memphis. They turned up their defense, and then Mike Conley was incredible down the stretch.
I hate that place. I hate going to Memphis, Jeff Turner. I hate playing at the FedEx Forum. I'm not ashamed to say it. We've beaten the Grizzlies on the road 4 times in franchise history. One of them was in Vancouver. So we got 3 wins all time in that building. One of them came last year. What is it about that place that is next to impossible for us to win in that building?
Well, you know, I think there's probably a lot of things. The biggest thing is I think it's just hard hard to win against Memphis in that building. I mean, they are a defensive oriented team. They, you know, down the stretch, I mean, it wasn't a big crowd last night, Dante. I think they had it announced, I saw 16,000. I'm not sure there were 16,000 in that building. But, you know, there was energy. The people that were there, it got loud down the stretch. You know, I was walking out. That was funny. I was walking out, and I heard a couple of security guards. They were fist bumping and saying, playoffs, baby, playoffs. So, you know, I don't think that's realistic for them. They'd have to go undefeated the rest of the way. But, you know, they got into it last night, and that made it a difficult environment.
Well, and that's what the Magic are going to face, I think, Jeff, these final 14 games. And you figure, what, the next five are against opponents that have no shot, probably, to make the postseason. So they will view us as their playoffs, a team that wants to get to the postseason and they want to play spoiler. Just kind of take us through the last 6 minutes and 18 seconds, Jeff. There's a lot of factors, a lot of variables, and you mentioned some of them. Not having Evan Fournier, a primary ball handler, that would have been a huge help. Although he had struggled. He hadn't scored, you know, by the time he got ejected. But that's kind of when he shines, is at the end of basketball games. But listen, there's 14 games left and you're one game out of the playoffs. So obviously you can certainly get in. But at some point, Jeff, you have to start getting those games, right?
Right. Well, you're going to run out of games, right? You know, that's, you know, we're, you can't, I mean, I keep saying we can't count on other teams to bail us out. You know, we were fortunate yesterday. Toronto went down and won at Miami, so we didn't lose any ground. But sooner or later, you run out of games to make up ground, right? We do have a head-to-head with Miami. We've got a head-to-head with Charlotte last game of the year. Could come down to that. Everything is really close right now, but, you know, when you start looking at the schedule and you say, okay, well, you know, we've got, what, 9-10 games left with teams under 500. Well, Memphis was one of them. You know, these teams are, you know, maybe they're not playing for a playoff, but, look at Memphis. In their case, they're trying to integrate, you know, new players. There are guys over there that were going to be free agents next year. They're fighting for positions. They want to be part of the going forward. You know, Avery Bradley, I thought, you know, there's a guy who, you know, has kind of he struggled in L.A., struggled in Detroit after leaving Boston. He's playing like the Avery Bradley from Boston now.
He is
scoring,
right?
And, you know, his defensive pressure on Terrence Ross down the stretch was, you know, that was a big factor in the game, I thought.
It was. He forced 3 turnovers out of Terrence, and the Magic go 0-for-8 in the final 6 minutes, 18 seconds. Speaking with Jeff Turner from Fox Sports Florida, Magic fall to the Grizzlies last night. They're back at it 2 nights from now against the Washington Wizards. And what did you see, JT, in the final 6 minutes? Really the final 3 minutes for sure, when you're outscored 17-2, which is an enormous number to give up in the final 3 minutes of a basketball game. But did you see a team that was tight, knowing what was at stake? Did you see just a different rotation? I know Wes made a couple of mistakes, some costly and ones there down the stretch. But what was your assessment of the final 3 to 4 minutes?
Well, I want to step up the defense of Wes. I think, you know, if you look at those fouls down the stretch, there really wasn't a lot there. You know, I know Steve Clifford pointed out in his post-game remarks that, you know, the back cut that Mike Conley, you know, they knew that was coming when Noah had the ball. You know, should have just let him lay it in. Well, really, he did. You know, there wasn't a lot of contact
there. Kind of get out of the way, yeah.
But here's the thing, and you've heard me say this before on the broadcast. What happens is a team like Memphis that is so aggressive defensively and everything, they kind of take it to you, and I think it just happens. The most aggressive team always seems to get the calls, don't they?
Yes, you're right.
You know, they had the big block. You know, Wes Iwundu drove baseline on a terrific pass from Nikola Vucevic, and Valanciunas met him. You know, it looked to me like he got ball, but could there have been some body on the play? Yeah, maybe. But again, there's that aggressive defense. They got the call. We got a little, you know, maybe a touch foul. I'm not even sure there was much contact with Wes at the other end. That's a huge turn right there.
Sure.
Did I think they were tight? Not necessarily. We had some good luck. I mean, I'll take DJ Augustine shooting a wide open three
Absolutely.
All day long, right?
Absolutely.
We had that one at a crucial point in the game. Vucevic had a wide open three down that stretch and came up with nothing out of it. So, you know, we just missed shots, didn't make plays when we needed. But when you're in a playoff run, when you're in a playoff chase, these games and those situations, they become important.
And you know what was awesome? And we reported it on the air. We'll duck in a break and finish this up with Jeff Turner here in just a second. But JT, I thought it was great. Steve Clifford, about midway through the third quarter, settled everyone down and said, "You're not getting a bad whistle." And I will look back and see that final two-minute report. Obviously, that had not happened yet. And I think that was officiated very poorly. And I think we'll find some mistakes here at some point. But he set the tone and said, "This is big boy basketball. This is a physical team, and you have to prepare to play big boy basketball." And I love that. He tried to take away all excuses and said, "You got to go out there and play." And for the most part, they did.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and this is part of, for a lot of our young players that haven't been in this situation, you know, we're fighting. This is why it's important to be in this particular hunt, right? For these guys that haven't been there, they are seeing night in, you know, this time of year, everything's on the line, and maybe you're not going to get calls. You've got to stay and do what you're supposed to do. So, you know, we want to make the playoffs, but at the same time, this experience is so valuable for our players.
No, it certainly is. Hang in there, JT. We got a couple more minutes with you. We'll be back here in just a moment. Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2019-20 season. With the full season plan, you can enjoy every Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. You can get your full season plan for next year, or you can get tickets to, well, any number of games on this five-game homestand coming up for the Orlando Magic. It's a critical one with just 14 games remaining on the season. More with Jeff Turner. We'll touch on Evan Fournier's ejection, maybe how that changed things here down the stretch, and we'll look ahead to the Washington Wizards and these final 14 games. Back in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And you can celebrate Hispanic culture with your Orlando Magic at Noche Latina, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union, on Friday, March 22nd, as the Magic take on the Memphis Grizzlies. And boy, do we owe them one. Enjoy Latin-inspired music, dance, food, and a post-game concert featuring Jay Alvarez. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com/Noche Latina. Let's welcome back in Jeff Turner, the analyst for all games on Fox Sports Florida. The Magic back at it on Wednesday night. They will visit the Washington Wizards. And all right, JT, break it down for us. Evan Fournier's ejection. We've seen Evan get upset at times throughout the season with officiating, but doesn't seem to say much. He can be demonstrative at times if he doesn't like the call. But I didn't think he was last night. Take us through the 2 quick texts. I thought they were very quick. And then at some point, though, too, it's a learning lesson, because I think at this time of the season, when you get that first one, you kind of just have to walk away, I think.
No, you're absolutely right. That was a mistake by Evan. Now, you know, you and I have watched a lot of NBA basketball games, and we're courtside, right? So we hear all right. of the conversation. That's the beauty of our position. But, you know, there is so much said to officials, and I think sometimes, I'm not sure why, I think in the case of last night, it was too quick. You know, you just can't blow that second whistle that quick to eject a guy You know, it is a game, especially this time of year. There's so much passion and, you know, guys, I think for the NBA, that's what we want, right? We want guys playing hard and with a lot of passion. They want to win. You know, there's all kinds of criticism that young players, they don't care. They're more interested
in,
you know, their standing. So you get a guy that's obviously frustrated, tech him up. First one, settle him down, let him walk away. If he mumbles under his breath, as long as he doesn't, you know, come forward, attack you, you know, cussing at you. Of course, I've seen that in guys not get a second technical. You know, those are all, and, you know, I guess to sum it up, it was too quick. He should not have been ejected for the game. And as Steve Clifford said last night, it impacts everything. You know,
sure.
I mean, you made the point, you know, Evan was an ofer in the first half. Obviously, there's frustration, but we've seen Evan Fournier. He can struggle, but down the stretch, he's our big play guy, right? And then here's the other part of that. At the end of the game, without Evan on the floor, Wes Iwundu is in his place, okay? So here's their matchup. Now they've got Avery Bradley on Terrence Ross. They put Justin Holiday on DJ Augustine to put size on him, and then rotated Mike Conley over onto Wes Iwundu because, you know, they knew that we don't really run that much for Wes. They could hide Mike Conley a little bit. If Evan Fournier's out there, that changes those matchups a little bit, right? So
sure.
Now with Evan and Terrence on the floor, you spread the floor a little bit. It just changes the whole dynamic of the game. You know, I'm hoping that the NBA will say something. They probably won't, that it was too quick. I mean, that's a judgment call on the official at the time. But, I thought it was uncalled for at the time.
Yeah, I agree. I think they'll probably rescind that second one. I mean, I think it was ludicrous for him to have even gotten that. But I guess there's another factor to it, JT. If you're gonna put the whistle away and accept the fact that that's a physical place to play, and like Coach Clifford said, it's big boy basketball, and you're gonna let guys hammer each other, you got to let them vent a little frustration then in the process. To your point, you got to just kind of walk away and let them be upset for a second. But, Jeff, I'll ask you, as someone that, you know, at times might not have felt when they played, they got the benefit of the whistle, especially when you're defending Hall of Famers. Is there an art to having a conversation with an official? Is there a certain way to do it? Is there an art to it? Because you look at some of the best, like Cliff said, some of the best players in the NBA that will undress an official and not get a technical, and then now it's happened twice with Evan where he's kind of mumbled something under his breath and has been ejected twice.
Yeah, no, I'm probably as good a person to speak on this as anybody.
right. What is the art? What should the technique be?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, there's a difference. I don't think that, for whatever reason, a lot of the younger officials now, you know, it's just they just don't communicate as well with players. And it goes both ways. The players don't communicate properly with officials as well. You know, I think for Evan, maybe the first is, you know, you'd go and you talk about the foul. Even if you vent, you take the first technical. But you do walk away. The first, you know, once you've got that in this important situation, it's not the end of the game, it's third quarter, you walk away, and then maybe later you come back and, I'm just very passionate about it, I'm upset, you know, you use his name, you know, it's always good to know the official's name.
Yeah.
And you know, you just try to de-escalate so that it's not personal, because that second tech really is because the official feels like that you're trying to show him up, right? It becomes now you're taking in, it's becoming personal. And that's escalating it. I don't think Evan did that, but at the same time, you get the first one, no matter what, you've got to walk away. You know, what's so funny to me is when Evan gets passionate, I think he begins to speak in French, doesn't he? And so there's...
Yes, he does, right.
I'm not even sure that the official really understood what he was saying. So, but anyway, I think that's the first thing. It, you know, just you have to calm yourself down first, right? And then begin to, you can come back afterwards and maybe then have a conversation with the official.
Well, unfortunately, didn't go that way, and we've seen officials have quick trigger fingers with Evan Fournier, and maybe they assume because he's speaking French, it's probably something not very nice, and maybe that's the case. But either way, I can't stand going in that building. They've now lost 15 of 17 in Memphis. And JT, you got Wednesday night? We've lost 12 of 13 in our nation's capital, so it doesn't get any easier. I know John Wall's been a big part of that, and we won't see him here in a couple of days. But man, I tell you, with Bradley Beal and they've now with the addition of Bobby Portis, I mean, they've got a number of talented players there in D.C. That is never an easy place to go to.
No, it isn't, and you know it's a situation where again. You've got guys, you know, they made a lot of trades and everything. So you got Bobby Portis over there. Jabari Parker is right on that roster. I'm not sure what his status is or anything. But, yeah, they've got guys that are, you know, these teams, whether they're in the playoffs, and I think Washington feels like they've still got an outside chance. They've got a favorable schedule. So, you know, they're still playing for something. Well, anytime you got an all-star on the other side, like Beal, you know, it can change the game. We saw that with Mike Conley. You know, guys that are able, they keep it close, they can make plays down the stretch and love the spotlight. It's always tough. And, you know, as you mentioned, our history is not good in that building. So got to put the Memphis game behind us. And this is a game that we need going into this homestand.
No, it certainly is, and you can't let last night's loss turn into two losses. JT, we appreciate it, and hopefully we're able to get one in our nation's capital. And listen, if Washington thinks they're a playoff team, they absolutely need to get that one in a couple of nights, and they'll be playing like that. So I appreciate you joining me here today, and let's try to get one in D.C.
All right, Dante.
All right, appreciate it. Jeff Turner does all games on Fox Sports Florida with his partner David Steele. Myself, we head to our nation's capital here tomorrow to take on the Wizards on Wednesday. Have a great night, everyone.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
One, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.